Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are in Masechta Yoma. We're in the fourth parak Mishnayos Dalet. And hey, and the Mishnah begins as follows. Bechol yom hayachota b'shal kesef umar b'soch shal zav. Yesterday we talked a little bit about the Kohen Gadol and how he took the inner coals from the pile on the Mizbeach in order to get a good fire to set the Ketorah. So every day, other than Yom Kippur, he would scoop up the coals from the outside with a silver shovel and pour it into a gold shovel. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol would scoop it up with a shovel of gold, and that's the one he would use to bring it into the Azara, to give him the effort of pouring from one coal into another. And we wanted to do things to make sure he wouldn't get tired out. Every other day of the year, the Kohen Gadol scooped up the coals with a shovel that had the value of 4 kav. He would pour them into the a shovel that had the volume of 3 kav, which he then carried into the Azara. On today, he would take up the coals with a shovel of 3 kav. That's what he would take inside the Azara. So Rabbi Yossi says, b'chol yom chota b'shal sa'om ar b'soch shal shloshes kabin. Every other day of the year, the Kohen scooped up the coals with a shovel that had the volume of 6 kav, which is a sa', and he would pour it into a shovel of 3 kav. V'ayom chota b'shal shloshes kabin v'ayam achnes. B'chol yom ha'isa kveda. Every other day of the year, the shovel was pretty heavy. The sides were thick, and it lasts longer. But hayom kala, today we made it very, very light, in order to make sure the Kohen Gadol didn't have to waste extra energy. Every other day, the shovel's handle was short. Today it was long, so that the Kohen Gadol could use the arm to support it. It would make it a little bit easier to carry. Every other day of the year, the gold was yellow. Hayom Adom, it was red gold. Red gold was the most expensive. It was supposed to be used on Yom HaKippurim, Divrei Rabbi Menachem. B'chol yom makriv pras b'shachwas pras bein arbayim. Every other day of the year, he would bring part of it in the morning, part in the afternoon. Hayom Mosiv Maloch Chafnav. On this day, in addition to those, he also brought 2 handfuls of ketores, which were added for this particular day. B'chol yom ha'isa daka. Every day, the ketores was finely consistent. It was ground finely. Hayom daka min adaka. Here, it's even finer than a regular day. Every other day of the year, the Kohanim who did the Avoda went up on the east side, they come down on the west side of the Mizbeach. They would walk around that way. This day, the Kohen Gadol went up the middle and down the middle. And Rabbi Yehuda says, the Olam Kohen Gadol Ola Be'emta V'Yorid Be'emta. The Kohen Gadol always goes up the middle and down the middle. By the way, B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yada Beragel Min HaKiyar. Every other day of the year, the Kohen Gadol would also wash his hands and feet from the Kiyar like every other Kohen. But Hayom, on this particular day, Min Kiton Shel Zav, he would use a special golden flask, right? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees here as well. And he says, the Olam Kohen Gadol Mekadish Yada Beragel Min HaKiton Shel Zav. Kohen Gadol always uses the Kiton Shel Zav. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.